If you've ever had this feeling that something was terribly wrong with the world that we live in, but you couldn't figure out just what it was, then you've come to the right place. Secret societies, mystery religions, and the Illuminati have been controlling our reality since the beginning of time. But not anymore, because there is an awakening happening, and you are about to become a part of it. Wake up, because this is A Call for an Uprising.
This is A Call for an Uprising. Welcome to today's show. I wanted to cover the Beyond Meat one more time, the Impossible Burger, the fake meats that we're seeing, the soy-based meats, and show you something that's really in it. Because I know a lot of people say, well, it's all speculation if you're going to say that the Soylent, you know, the new Beyond Meat is people and it's next to Planned Parenthoods and everyone should be suspicious. I understand that people are going to just say, well, you don't have any proof, you don't have any evidence when it comes to that. I get that. But at the same time, those of us who are awake, we feel, and we're entitled to feel that way, we've always felt with the Soylent Green, now that the Soylent Burger, that there's an agenda behind it. Well, let me show you what's actually in the burger, in case anybody's wondering, because just like I've been covering with the Cheerios and the other stuff, it's already been proven, even the FDA has come out, which is saying something, that the Impossible Burgers and the Beyond Meats have tested positive for glyphosate. Now you might say, well, what is that? Well, that's the leading cause of cancer, and people like to believe and deflect off of it. There's like, you know, I've seen, you know, other shows out like Joe Rogan and stuff. They're like, that's not really what's cancer causing, is it? I'll put it to you this way. That's what's found in Weed Killer. Okay, and then you find a Weed Killer in children's foods, and you go, So if one of the goals of the New World Order is to depopulate, and we know how much they love not curing cancer and giving it to people, because how many hundreds of millions of dollars have been donated, but there's no cure, except, of course, for guys like Jimmy Carter, who can survive at the age of 95 from inoperable brain cancer, as his grandson mysteriously dies at the same time. What a coincidence. That the rest of society continues to just go, we've got to find a cure, we've got to find a cure. They're not going to give you the cure till you demand they give you the cure, which would mean you have to uprise. But the FDA has even come out and said that the Beyond Meat has the glyphosate in it, which is the leading cause of cancer. So they want you to switch off from beef. And the companies have actually come out and they've openly said, well, it's still safer than eating a hamburger or cow beef or pork. So don't worry about the glyphosate. Now, you have all your celebrities investing in it. You have the IPO, the stock, the Beyond Meat stock. I mean, just blowing up through the roof. Jay-Z, all these celebrities, Warren Buffett. Everybody just investing in it, saying how great it is. Of course, all the fast food companies coming out, putting it in. And then them deflecting now more and more about the safeties and the dangers of glyphosate. But why in the world would anybody want to take and put something like that in their body if they know it's a chemical found in Weed Killer? That's like saying, hey, the Impossible Burger has a little bit of rat poison in it, but not enough to kill you. You want to try? Okay, I'll take it. We're talking rat poison. It's the equivalent of it. Let's be realistic. So the Impossible Burger, and I'm going to read to you from this article that talks more about what was found inside the burger. The Impossible Burger is the amount, the scariest thing about it is the amount of glyphosate that it contains. According to researchers who had the product tested at the Health Research Institute Laboratories, the levels of glyphosate were 11 times that of the Beyond, inside of the Beyond Meat Burger. And the total result came in at 11.3 parts per billion. Why should consumers care about glyphosate? Because glyphosate is known to the state of California to cause cancer, and the World Health Organization says it's probably carcinogenic to humans, which means that it probably causes cancer to humans. Glyphosate also happens to be the primary ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup herbicide, and approximately 250 million pounds of this weed killer are sprayed each year in the U.S. Recent court cases including the $2 billion judgment to a couple whose non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was caused by Roundup, have provided more evidence of how harmful this chemical is. So the Impossible Burger not only contains a GMO protein that has never been in the human diet until a few years ago, but it's also tested positive for glyphosate. Additionally, company founder Pat Brown said the other day that the Impossible Burger will now be using GMO soy in its burgers. Genetically modified soy is sprayed with Roundup and is one of Monsanto's most important products. They said, we're shocked to find that the Impossible Burger can have up to 11 times higher levels of glyphosate residues than the Beyond Meat Burger, according to these samples tested. This new product is being marketed as a solution for healthy eating, when in fact, this percentage of glyphosate herbicide consumption can be highly dangerous. Glyphosate has been shown to alter the gene function of over 4,000 genes in the livers, kidneys, and cause severe organ damage in rats. That's great. Let's eat up. Pass the burger. They say they're gravely concerned that consumers are being misled to believe the Impossible Burger is healthy. This is according to the directors of Moms Across America, whatever that is. If you're looking to switch to a vegan diet or consume less meat, there are numerous organic meatless options out there. It says, while it's Impossible Burger may be generating a lot of hype and is Instagram worthy because of how it bleeds, it carries elevated levels of glyphosate when compared to its non-organic peers, and its key ingredients are not found in nature but are manufactured in a laboratory. So they're saying, you know, is this a risk worth taking? The answer to that should be no, because you should just ask yourself what I just asked. Would you consider eating a hamburger if somebody told you that they put a little bit of rat poison in it? Wouldn't you go, absolutely not? Or, okay, if you're not familiar with rat poison, what if somebody said, hey, go into your cabinet, right? Let's get out all your cleaning supplies and we'll go into your shed and let's get all your, you know, your garden supplies, your weed killers, your, you know, whatever else is out there. Get some Windex, you know, and let's just marinate our hamburger in it. Would you be interested in eating it? I think the reaction would be no. But here's the problem. People trust in these places and they just go, well, if Burger King's going to serve it, I mean, whatever, you know, it can't be any worse than their regular burger. And it probably isn't. That's just the scary point. But this is the stuff that goes on in our country, right? This is the stuff that people seem to not care about. They don't care about what they're putting in their bodies. They don't care about what they're feeding their children. And then they wonder why diseases are on the up and up. And the only time they ever believe in God is then, because then they go, how could God do this to my son? He's such a good person. You did it. You fed him the Impossible Burger. You ignored the signs. You ignored the warnings, because there's people in control. There's rulers and principalities that are completely evil in this world who allow this stuff to happen, who do this stuff to you on purpose. But nobody wants to believe people like me and you, because they'd rather just call us crazy. They'd rather just say, well, they're crazy nut job conspiracy people and they don't know what they're talking about. Oh, is that true? I think we all know exactly what we're talking about because it's right in front of our faces. Lesser magic, sigil magic, they tell you all this stuff. It's right there, glyphosate. But then people still go, well, you know, still, I don't hear anybody like eating. Like the only way they would care is if stories came out tomorrow and 100 people just croaked from the Impossible Burger in the same day. Then they'd go, oh my gosh, never again. But what happens is somebody gets cancer 15 years from now. They don't realize what it's from and they just go, he's got cancer. He's got, you know, 6 months to live. And then they just blame God for it. And they don't blame the decisions they've made. They don't blame the fact that they don't research or look into anything because they're too busy posting pictures of their nail polish on Instagram or taking selfies of themselves to be concerned with what they're putting in their body and putting in their children's bodies. These burgers, these things are not safe. And do I believe that the Soylent Burger, the Beyond Meat Impossible Burger, all these Beyond Meat type products that are coming out from KFC to Burger King to McDonald's to soon to be Taco Bell, do I believe that it has the quote unquote Soylent Green is in it? Yeah, I do. I completely do. Do you believe the BS that comes out when they tell you that, well, the Impossible Burger actually bleeds blood? Oh, but it's a plant-based product. Well, here's why it bleeds blood. It's just because, huh? Yeah, that's why it bleeds blood, because every tree, I'm going to go axe a tree down and wait for the blood to come out. Let's go kick up some plants and wait for blood to shoot out of it. Give me a break. We all know what's in it. And of course, we can only speculate because, you know, what am I going to do? You take it to a lab somewhere? I mean, you know, and then what? You think anyone's going to listen or care? Be aware of the stuff that you put in your body. Be aware of the stuff that you put in your family's bodies, your children's bodies, because it has long-term effects. It might not have immediate effects, because if everything had an immediate effect, then everybody would become aware. Oh my gosh, somebody got, you know, stung by a bee, and then 500 people just died right instantaneously. They say, well, where did this come from? Right? Oh, some new disease just popped up, and people are dying instantly. People will be suspicious. All this stuff always has a long-term effect, because that's how they can get away with this stuff. They could depopulate and nobody would blink, because they go, autism up, you know, 500% every year. No big deal. Instead, they'll just normalize autistic characters on TV shows so that people go, well, they're just regular people. Well, of course, they're just regular people. But the question should be, why are so many people autistic suddenly? Why are so many people sick suddenly? That should be the question. But it's not, because we live in a dumbed down world. Now, thank you for listening to today's show. Be safe out there. God bless all of you and your families.